Blog Talk Radio.
Can you manage behind this?
Get it how I live it, nigga, living death. He parallel to walking death.
White sand and blue water, I'm a baller. So if she get mad, my side chick, I'm a caller. Niggas mad cause I broke the code. But it was nice that I wouldn't sleep and wouldn't get a bowl. Now I'm on this road. I sip this Henny but won't lose control. Got money on the bowl, who got the remote control? I need my tokens like a toll. And I never fold. I kill a nigga before I tell, see I never told. And that's just how the story goes. And they love you when you're on top, see that's how glory goes. And I was born this way, so ask my mom, only Dory knows. I roll with the same clique, on neighborhood, all the 10 with the shit. Coming straight from the city.
What you need in the sand, no blood on my hands, I'm a king and demand. I know I took some L's, but I still prevail, I'm the hammer, not the nail.
Yeah.
I'ma hold it 10 toes down, who can you deserve this crown? I'ma hold it 10 toes down, who can you deserve this crown?
Good vibes only, I do this for my sons and my family. It's like all eyes on me, I can't let them down, so I got it on me. I got it on me. Good vibes only, that's the kind of energy I want around me.
Usually by myself, I don't like bad energy. A king and a queen, that's the synergy. Remy Martin and Red Bull, when I like to drink it brings chemistry. I'm just looking for a remedy. They say drinking don't make the pain go, so it remains so. That every night I'm looking for another Jane Doe. We all been hurt, some of us took it harder. That's when I went harder, then I built a Carter. I said look at all this money, nigga. My cloudy days is never dark, it's always sunny, nigga. Whoever said money don't make you happy is a goddamn lie. I'm about to walk up on this PJ and goddamn fly. Versace robe over my back, yeah, it's goddamn fly. I see why they been hating on me, you goddamn right. But every time I think about all my homies that died, I ask God, damn, why?
With 2 feet in the sand, no blood on my hands, I'm a king and demand. I know I took some L's, but I still prevail. I'm the hammer, not the nail.
Yeah.
I'ma hold it 10 toes down. Who can you deserve this crown? I'ma hold it 10 toes down. Who can you deserve this crown?
Yeah, yeah. Shut 'em down radio. Know what it is, man. It's the Solo. Let's get it. See a caller online, 617, you on the air. Let's get it.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Javon White.
Javon White, good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm doing good, bro.
Good,
now let's
good.
Get into this interview, bro. Now I see
you
did a lot. You know, you went to Africa. Let's talk about your book. You know, I know a lot of knowledge about this situation, and it's deep. So let's get it. You got the floor.
All right. Is there anything in particular you want to ask me about?
Okay. I can ask you about anything. All right, so the Fallujah Jews, the Ark of Covenant, Haile Selassie, the Conquering Lion of Judah, you took a trip to Ethiopia. So what did you learn?
Well, I took a trip to Ethiopia in 2011. And, you know,
okay.
I went, you know, just as a tourist, you know, because, you know, I'm a Rastafarian. So,
right.
You know, we Rastafarians, we Yeah, Ethiopia is very important to us. You know what I mean?
Correct.
So
I know.
It was actually it was actually my first trip to Ethiopia, but not the first trip to the continent. You understand?
Correct.
So
I understand.
The continent of Mama Africa. So, you know, I went to Ethiopia now for the first time in 2011, you know, went as a tourist. You know, was doing the tourist thing, traveling around, you know, the countryside of Ethiopia, Addis Ababa, the capital city. And towards the end of my trip, I decided I wanted to go and visit the holy city of Aksum, where the Ark of Covenant is.
Right.
So I went to Aksum. You know, my tour guide, he took me around the city, you know, showed me, you know, Queen of Sheba's palace, showed me King Izana's tomb, showed me, you know, the steles and Aksum Zion Church. And then I asked them, you know, before the tour ended, I said to him, I said, I would like to meet the guardian monk of the Ark of Covenant. And, you know, he responded and says, no one meets the guardian monk of the Ark of Covenant, especially foreigner like you coming all the way from America.
Right.
But then he said to me, he said, let's go to the church, though. Let's go to the church and see. I mean, you never know. Let's go to the church. So we went to the church, and he spoke to a deacon. He spoke to a deacon who has access to the guardian. And he told the deacon what I said. And then the deacon basically responded with the same thing he said. No one meets the guardian. And, you know, it's not easy to meet the guardian. No one meets the guardian like that. But here's what the deacon said. The deacon said, but because you asked, I must go and lay your request. So
that's respect,
the deacon
right
went and... Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, then the deacon went and told the guardian that there's this foreigner from America here who wants to meet him. And five minutes later, the guardian monk came out and blessed me four times with the cross that's under the Ark of Covenant. He touched me four times on my head with it and prayed with me and then I left. So I met the guardian monk on that first trip, right?
Yes, sir.
And then now, so I took pictures of the place, went back to America, came back to America. I live in Boston, by the way. Came back to America. I was looking at the pictures I had taken, and I was like, you know, I would like to contribute to the temple. I didn't like the way the dome on top of the temple looked. It looked like it needed some repairs.
Yeah, the architecture.
And the fence.
Right.
Yes, the structure and the fence around the whole entire perimeter, needed to be repainted. So I went back 3 weeks later, asked to meet the guardian again, right?
Correct.
So
when I met him again,
I asked him, I said, sir, do you remember me? He says, of course I remember you. I said, sir, if it is God willing, I would like to fix the dome on top of the temple, and I would like to paint the fence. Right?
Right. Yes, sir.
He then disappeared for about 15 minutes, and then he came back with some paperwork in his hand. Right? Then he came back with some papers in his hand. And then he said to me, he said, paint the fence, no problem. But we cannot... fix the dome while the ark is in this temple. First, we must build a new temple, move the ark to the new temple, and then repair the old one. And then he took the papers that was in his hand and put them in my hand, which in the papers he had in his hand was a whole architectural design and plan for the construction of a new temple. He already had it, right?
Wow.
He then took the papers that was in his hand and put them in my hand and says, for 2 years now, I was waiting for the person to come and take this out of my hand. He then looked
at
me and said,
bro,
it's more than amazing, bro. He then said, look me straight in the face. He then looked me straight
prophecy.
In the face and says, man, bro, he then said, this is your work.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sure. Sure.
All right. Now, I know the church you're talking about. You're talking about the church that's built into the ground, correct?
Aksum Zion Church. it's not. There's a basement level that goes on the ground, but it's not really built into the ground. It's above ground and below ground.
Right, correct.
It's the chapel of tablets.
Right. Now, I want to ask you a question, and then we're going to go back to what you were currently talking about. Now, I know when you go to the particular church, you got to go to different rooms. Like, it's different, like, you could say curtains and rooms, right? Did you experience that when you went into the church?
No, well, inside that where the ark is kept, only the guardian has the authority and the permission to go all into all those different rooms. I hear there's seven rooms in there with seven different keys, and only he goes all into all of them. Anybody else, like the deacons who assist them, and the priests who assist them, they only can go like right inside the immediate first door, but they can't go into all those doors like the guardian. No, only the guardian has that access.
Okay. So let's talk about, let's go back to what we were talking about previously. So now we're at the temple, at the church. He gave you the papers, right? And what's next?
Yep. Okay, so after he gave me the papers, he looked at me sternly and said, "This is your work. Go look about it."
Wow.
So that upon receiving that task, that duty, I came back to the U.S., immediately set out to raise funds for the construction. I myself gave a lot of money from my own pocket, and I also asked my friends and family, and I went on radio programs to contribute.
Right.
Yes, I went on radio programs. I went to the different mansions of Rastafari, the Nyabingi, the 12 tribes, the Orthodox. I went down to Jamaica on Irie FM. I was all over the place trying to raise money. And the money did come in. And we contributed the money, and the temple was built. So that's how I became known as the builder of the temple for the Ark of Covenant.
Wow, bro, that's Bible prophecy. Now I want to interject: we are those people. We are the 12 tribes of Israel. You know, Jamaicans from the tribe of Benjamin, Negroes of the tribe of Judah. My name is Solomon, so I know about all of this already.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I know about the Ruach spirit. I know about all that stuff. Now, what's kind of crazy is, right, let's go to Israel, right? Now,
yeah.
I know it was different kingdoms of Israel. So when these Gentiles, they up here lying, right? You know who they are in Israel.
Yep.
That's why I said
what
you call Japheth would dwell in the tents of Shem and Kedar, Solomon's songs, right? So they're going to trot them down to earth because, you know, we got – dispersed to the four corners of the earth. We went Deuteronomy. You know, so I know
about
all that stuff. Now, with Haile Selassie and the affinity of Jamaica, what's crazy is when Britain, Napoleon was fighting Haile Selassie, right? You know, like when Europeans came there, you know, the conquering lion of Judah that they never talk about.
Mussolini,
right? Correct. So what's crazy now, Bible prophecy is happening already because you see we're being called back home because we went through the diaspora.
Yes.
Just like, you know, what you call in Jamaica, the Maroons or the Morocco's.
The Maroons,
you know, we're like the tribal warriors, right? So when we went through slavery, right, it's funny that we come from different parts of Africa, right? That's why it says Ham is the progenitor of dark races, but not the Negroes. So it was a separation between Ham, Hamitic, Shemitic people, Arabs, Ishmael. I know about all that stuff. So it's really deep, and I appreciate you calling in. It's a very good interview, and I think this is our history that's not told, but it's getting told. And I really appreciate your work, what you did. Now, we could continue.
Yes, thank you, brother. So, you know,
no
just
problem,
in light
bro.
Of what you said, just to touch on what you said there concerning that we are the true Israelites, right?
Yes, and even
the work that I did there over in Ethiopia proves that, you know, only an Israelite can build a temple for the Ark of Covenant.
No Gentile can do that.
So just by God sending me from the west to the east to do that
you
work
chosen.
Proves, yes, but it also proves who we are as the true Israelites. You know what I mean, brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know.
Yes. Yes.
Now, so what's crazy is, yeah, you could continue.
Yes, yeah, so, you know, so, you know, as the work began on the temple,
mm-hmm.
and it took about 2 to 3 years for it to be finally completed. During that time and up until now, the guardian monk became like a mentor to me. He became
right.
like a father figure to me. So I wrote a book about 12 lessons, which and there were many more lessons he taught me, but I chose 12, and I called the book 12 Lessons I Learned from the Guardian Monk of the Ark of Covenant. And that's what
right.
That book just came out at the end of May. That's what I've been promoting lately, appearing on different platforms to speak about the book. Thank you, brother. And that's what I'm speaking about now is this book and the lessons that I learned from the Guardian Monk.
Right. Now, the 12 lessons. Well, I know what the 12 lessons is. It's talking about all the tribes. Like, you know, you got Gad. You got Nephilim. You got Levi.
Yep.
You got
yep.
Judah. Let's keep going.
Yep.
We got Reuben.
You got
You can add on because I know it will add on.
You got Benjamin. You got Issachar.
Yes,
you got Simeon. You got Asher.
Mm-hmm.
You got
yep.
Zebulun.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think we covered
I think
them
you
all.
Mentioned Judah. I think
yeah,
I
Judah.
Think that's I think that's about it. Yeah, and Judah.
Now,
yeah.
What's crazy is right. You know, we're going to very in depth. Right, we're going to get deep, right, with these Gentiles and stuff, the Ashkenazis, right, where they come from
yeah.
Europe, Russia. You know, they have no Shemitic blood. You know, let's keep it
nope.
all the way real. You know what I'm saying? None. They come from what you call the Ashkenazi kingdom, right? So we could go away to Hitler. Even Hitler knew who we were, you know?
That's right.
So we could talk about everything. So what's kind of crazy is they're getting exposed anyway. Because, like, I'm going to tell you, it's all spiritual, bro. The Ruach came to me and everything. I know about the Ruach. I know I spoke in Hebrew. I know we have Paleo-Hebrew, right? That's why they keep changing our nationalities and hiding who we are. We're not
yes.
black people. You understand? We had a nationality. So what's crazy about
yes.
Haile Selassie, right, conquering lion of Judah and Queen Sheba
mm-hmm.
and their lineage,
mm-hmm.
right, to the Mashiach and all that stuff, everything is coming out now, like especially like what Bob Marley was talking about. So with Rastafarianism, I know it means the first, right? Because I have a lot of people from Jamaica.
Yeah,
like
Rastafarianism, like Haile Selassie the first, and Rastafarianism.
Right.
Rastafarianism comes from Rastafari, which in Ras means king, Tafari.
Right.
That's the birth name of Haile Selassie, and he became known as Haile Selassie when he ascended to the throne.
Correct.
But his
now,
birth name is Tafari.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Yeah, so
now,
Rastafari became Rastafarians. But go ahead. Go ahead.
Right.
Sorry for interrupting you.
Now, you know what's funny? Like, I grew up with a lot
yeah.
of people from the islands, right? Especially my Jamaican yard people, you know? So I know about Boba Dreads
okay.
and all that stuff, you know, and all the, you know,
okay.
the fake ones. And you don't have to have locks to be a Rasta. It's in your heart. So I know.
No. Yeah,
right,
yeah,
correct.
Good, yeah.
So what's crazy is, it's like, you know, even in Jamaica, like, what's going on now? Would you want to talk about that? You know, as far as what they're doing, all these heathen nations coming, stealing from the land and all that stuff. How you feel about that?
Well, wherever there is righteousness and pureness, the devil tries to go there to corrupt it. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So even with what you're hearing in dancehall reggae right now, how dancehall reggae is basically... It has changed so much from the Shabba Ranks and Supercat days down
yes,
to this
sir.
the where these guys right now is singing about popping Molly and,
yeah.
and it's all this loose gun talk, all this gun talk, gun lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
It has come a far way from its roots. And again, that's because wherever God is, the devil shows up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's correct.
Even within Rastafarianism, that too has strayed a lot from its original roots. Where right now, you know, it's like you see someone with dreads on their hair, in their hair. You don't know who that is. Now for many, this dreadlock thing is just a hairstyle. But in my early days of carrying dreads, when you see another person with dreads, you knew that was a Rastaman.
Yes, sir.
Now,
and you know what?
Now you don't know who that
is. I'm listening.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. Because in the Bible, it tells you don't supposed to cut the corners of your hair. The Israelites.
Right.
You know, the Nazarenes. And you know what's crazy? Now, we have all this archaeological finds. You know, see, archaeological finds, what's the correct word that the European uses? They use, what's the name? When they do, all right, archaeological, you know, when they go and, you know, venture and they keep finding us and stuff like that. But it's all written on the walls.
Archaeology.
Right. Thank you. Yeah. So it's all written in the walls because the Rastas, right, been on the walls for thousands of years because you could see the Israelites back then on the walls. So even in Egypt, where we was in bondage by the Hamitic people, right, Ham, is a difference between
them,
right? I'm going to show you an example, and we're going to go back to the book and everything because it's all in correlation of what's going on. And that's why I think spiritually the Ruach came to you and chose you to meet the monk, right? It came to me too. So this, I love this. I love this interview. I love these kind of interviews because the youth need to know who we are because we have a real history, you know?
Indeed.
Now,
indeed.
Let's go back to Ethiopia. So what did you learn, right, far as, you know, different lessons?
Okay. There are several lessons in there, and I can speak on a couple of them. You know what I'm saying? And one lesson, the very first lesson is, you know, one day I was having lunch with the Guardian, and you know he looked over at me and he says, you know, Siddiqui, we should seek to be holy, because seeking to be good is not good enough.
Wow, say it again.
Cause you know
that was deep.
You know, a lot of times in religious circles. Or even in conscious circles, a lot of us would say, I'm conscious and you know I'm being good, but
it's like
the Guardian is saying no, that's not good enough. We have to step it up. Because there's levels to this, right? And this is how I break down the levels. This is how I break down the levels. So just seeking to be good, seeking to be conscious, I say that's elementary stage, right?
And then
seeking to be righteous, that's high school. That's the high school stage. And then seeking to be holy is university and college. You know what I'm saying? That's like the highest level to this in spirituality. And, you know, the book of Hebrews says, in the book of Hebrews, God says, without holiness, no one will see the Lord. And Moses told the Israelites on many occasions, the Lord said to be holy because I am holy. So you should be holy because the Lord is holy. You know that scripture, brother?
Yeah, I know that scripture. And look, I want to add on to that. What's kind of crazy is, right, when we went into captivity, when they said you're going to worship wood and stone, right, so we could get into the Moors. Mm-hmm. And all of that stuff, right? And what's crazy, Moor just means black, right? You know, when we had the nobility in Europe and all these places, right? So now we're dealing with these heathens and their ways, all these paganistic Christmas, 4th of July, all of this stuff. So we have to separate our people. So that's why in the Bible, we were stiff-necked people, right? So we start worshiping the golden calf and all of that stuff, eating this heathenistic food, pork, lobster, shrimp, crab, getting diabetes. So Deuteronomy is our book, all the books, Book of Malachi, Revelation, Genesis. And you could tell is a sign on the people who the Israelites would be because they'll be hated by every nation, right? So we're at the end of the book now, right? So this Russia-Ukraine thing, right, is a spiritual thing.
Yeah.
Because they took a confederate against the House of Negroes, the 12 tribes, right, the tribe of Gad. Because people don't understand our roots are in Africa, too, all around the planet. You understand? So even like we were indigenous to this land, too, but they were Israelites, the Indians and all of them, right, with the fringes, right? Like, you know what's crazy? They got a movie called Solomon Mines. You're probably familiar with that movie, right? And they told you the truth. 21st Dynasty, right, when Solomon was the king of Israel, right? So they put it in your face and they mock us in these movies. Like, see the fake Ashkenazi Jews? They mock us. They make movies and they laugh about you. And they'd be like, all right, we could talk about Blade. And this is all correlation to Ethiopia. And what's crazy is when the Rite of Passage came, these heathens, the fake Gentiles, that's lying, identity theft, right, that came there with the Balfour Act, right? And you know what they're doing to the Ethiopians because the Falusians were foreigners. So when we ran from Israel, we ran deeper into Africa.
That's right.
But, right? And what's crazy is like with Ethiopia, you know, when we did the Rite of Passage, like, you know, you got the Lemba tribe. You have all of those tribes coming out saying we are those people. You understand? So
that's right.
You know, God is pouring his wrath on us, right, spiritually. Like, I have experience, but I'm going to tell you later about that, but let's get back to your journey. Because I'm just trying to bring it all in full so everybody get a whole spectrum of the story.
It's refreshing. It's refreshing to hear brothers like you speak on this and know what time it is. Because it just shows me that my our people is awakening. You know what I mean? And
to touch
on a little bit of what you said, these Ashkenazi fake Jews airlifted how many hundreds of thousands of Ethiopian Falasha Jews, real Jews, into Ethiopia, into Israel, and gave them rite of passage. So you see how they messed up? They messed up by saying, okay, we are going to airlift you Ethiopian Jews, you black Ethiopian Jews, into Israel.
That you came
because
from me originally.
That's right. Your DNA Y chromosome dictates that you are an Israelite, right?
Yep.
But how
E1B1. That's our Hablo group.
That's right. So how can a black Jew and a white Jew be brothers and sisters? That's impossible.
Nope. Yeah, you know why?
That's
you
impossible.
Know what? I'm gonna add on to it's impossible because look, they come from the tribe of Japheth. We're talking about the Huns, the Dukes.
Yeah.
See, people don't understand what white and Caucasian is. It's a total difference, right? So when they started putting all these nationalities, fake nationalities, you're Dominican, you're Jamaican, you're Bajan, it's all a lie. We're all brothers and sisters from them tribes, right? So with the weed and the kids, you know that, right? So when they assimilated our people, right? And then now they're coming out with the COVID-19 because we have it spiritually in our DNA. That's just like Damon Marley said. He was like, it's embedded in my DNA on patients. So these people are being exposed, and what's funny, they're the synagogue of Satan.
Revelation 2, verse 9. And 3, verse 9. They are the synagogue of Satan. Absolutely.
Yep. And what's crazy is, you know, they're the one with running all the pornography. See, they want to keep us in perpetual sin because they know who we are. So when they put the yoke of iron on our neck and when we went through Deuteronomy, they took advantage of our calamity. You understand? All these other nations took advantage of us, right? Like, put it this way.
Yeah.
It's like, you know how you have a fair one in a fight? So I'm going to tell you how they grabbed us, right? when we went through the transatlantic slave trade, but we was in slavery way before then, right? We went through different slaveries. That's why you got black people that's Islamic, Ishmael. That's not our tribe. That's none of our tribes. Like, you know, Moses had 12 sons. So I know what's going on, you know? And you can look at the timeline from the Bible. The Bible was real. Like, the Bible was called the Negro Book, the Apocrypha, and all of that stuff. And then they just switched it around. You understand? So, like, even Birth of a Nation, right, the Jamaicans were so strong, the Haitians were so strong. They don't tell you these things where we were having slave revolts and all of that stuff because we knew who our God was. So
that's right.
Elohim Yahweh. I know exactly who his name is. Yep. But you could talk.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, man. I'm telling you, man. So, you know, they can't, they, after, see what happened is how they try to separate it. They try to make it seem like black people was living all throughout West Africa and Southern Africa for millions, for thousands of years. That's not true. Black people scattered into those regions after Christ.
Yes, sir.
Right. That's why now by time they, but here's the thing. These fake Jews knew exactly who to come and pick up in their slave ships because the Jews, listen, the British and the French and the Germans and the Spanish, they were the ones who carried out the slave trade, but it was the Jews who owned the ships and it was the Jews who owned the slave trading quarters and the auction blocks.
Correct. Correct.
Jews. And that's what's right.
Jews. And you could continue.
Yeah, so the Jews knew exactly which tribes in Africa were to go back to slavery.
Yeah, because you know what?
Yes.
Let me interject. Because people don't understand, right? Why you think every black neighborhood is a Jewish neighborhood next to that neighborhood, right? Now, what's crazy, when they show you in these slavery movies, 12 Years a Slave, and people need to know the difference between indentured slaves and cattle slavery, what they did to our people. Right? It's a difference. So now with this fake Jews, right, that run the world, the synagogue of Satan, now you see what's going on in America, right? We have run the world now, right? Bilderberg, the Rothschilds, all that. They stole all our information and used it against us. So it's kind of crazy because after generation, it was generational curses, right, that our brothers, our ancestors went through. So with the Hala hoax, which was fake, and it was scripted and all of that stuff.
Yep.
Even Adolf Hitler told you, you are the jury of God. And if I don't fight them, they're going to fight God. You understand what I'm saying? Right.
Yep.
I know about all this stuff. That's why when they make these movies, right, like prime example, I'm going to give you a good movie, right? The movie Terminator, right? Remember the Terminator movie when she's in the park, right? And they show... Like, let's get to the LGB, right? Let's keep it real about Sodom and Gomorrah, right? Let's keep it real because I don't care. This is my show. Whatever, right? We can talk about whatever, right? Yeah. So what they do is the rainbow, right, the firmament and all that stuff. In that movie, they showed you who Jacob was because he had a rainbow shirt on, right? So before the calamity came, they don't want to take their punishment for what now.
Yeah.
In the movie, he's looking in third person, right? And before the calamity, because this time is coming by fire. That's why all the UFO, the chariot are here. Because I have proof of this.
That's
pictures,
right.
All that stuff, right? So in that particular movie, they showed you who you were, right? Because the rainbow represented the Hebrew Israelites. Because when the firmament opened up, right, from heaven and flooded this earth, right? Because we could get into the book of Enoch, less Nephilim beings, and, you know, the Anunnaki, all that stuff, right? So now they're using the rainbow, and they desecrating God's covenant with the Hebrews, right? So the border of blue, just like in the Black Panther movie, right, with Killmonger, right? Killmonger was the Hebrew, right? And him was the, what you call, the prince over there, whatever his name was, went. Think about that movie. That wasn't a black movie. So when they showed all the tribes, right, they showed Killmonger tribe, and that was the Hebrews because he had Paleo Hebrew on the tribe over their shoulders, right? But then in the movie, she's like, you're a foreigner. You're a Gentile. So how does the white man get to use our technology and destroy other Africans and Hebrews? right? So that's how the kingdom got divided, right? So that movie was not for us. So I don't know why people looked at Black Panther as a movie of empowerment. It wasn't. They was disrespecting you in your face, because even Killmonger, right? Remember the Ashanti tribe, the Yoruba tribe? When he went to that museum, he had Zeke seats on, right? You know, fringes. So he had fringes on. They're showing you in the movie, like, ha ha, here we go. You're the Israelites. We're going to just keep disrespecting you, Drew movies and Drew Hollywood and stuff, and keep you in perpetual sin because they know who we are. But, yeah, continue, bro.
You know, Hollywood, you know, people need to pay attention every movie that comes out of Hollywood, because these Jews in Hollywood, they put the truth in plain sight, but people still can't see it.
Yes, sir.
And they,
I agree with you, bro.
They change it up a little bit, so you don't really know what's going on. So all right, so where is Hollywood? Hollywood is in Los Angeles, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
What's another name for Los Angeles? The City of Angels, right?
Angels. Yes.
But that's correct. But city of which angels? It's the city
Demonic.
Of fallen angels. The city of fallen angels. You understand?
Correct.
The city of demons. The city of devils.
Yes, it is.
Hollywood is the biggest promoter
Satanic,
of devilish, yes,
wicked, pagan.
On earth.
Disgusting.
On earth.
Yep.
All right, let's talk about another movie. There are so many movies you could talk about, right? But let's talk about another movie. Let's talk about a movie that they mock us with, and they call it entertainment, but it's really deep. It's 100 times deeper than that. Let's talk about The Matrix, right?
Oh,
right.
Man. Oh, let's talk about that, bro. Talk. You got the floor. Let's go.
Yeah. All right. So there's this guy named Neo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Neo is the chosen one, right?
Right.
And then there's another guy named Morpheus, right?
Correct.
And Morpheus is the one who, his whole entire mission is to look for the chosen one. And when he finds the chosen one, his job is to declare to the chosen one that you are the chosen one and I'm happy I found you. It is you. Right?
Right.
All right. Neo, the chosen one, is in a relationship with who? The Trinity. Trinity.
Yep.
He's in a relationship with Trinity, right? All right.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who are to be saved is in Zion, right? All right, so let's break that down.
The slaves.
Exactly. Come on, brother. So Neo is really the Son of God, who is God incarnate on earth. Morpheus is really John the Baptist, John the Baptist's sole mission is to find Christ. And when John the Baptist finds Christ, he declares to Christ, I have found you. You are the chosen one. That is Morpheus.
Yep.
John the Baptist.
That's correct.
Neo.
That's correct. Right in your
Christ.
Face.
My brother, they mock us. I could bring up more movies, but go ahead, brother.
Yeah, now I want to interject about The Matrix and add on to what you're saying, because this is deep, right? So when they went into the subway, remember the black guy sitting there with the cane? That was Moses, because they were in C on the seat. So you see how they mock you? He's sitting right there. Remember the black guy with the beard? Yeah. That was Moses with the cane, with the staff. You see how subliminally mock you?
Yes.
Because if you look at the movie again, you're going to see on the seat, it was in graffiti. See. Now, Neo, I'm going to take it a step higher than that, right? I'm just adding on. We talking. You know how we is, right? We brothers. Yes. So look, Neo had the Ruach spirit, right? See, the Ruach spirit, see in the Bible, when they said they will flee from us because we had the Ruach spirit. When we went into our calamity, God took that Ruach spirit from us. Meaning when we talk about hallelujah, our spirit resonates because this happened to me before. And I'm gonna share a story with you, right? I'm gonna keep it short though, right? Your pineal gland, right? You know our third eye, right? That's our spirit with God and our melanin, right? We have a consciousness with God spiritually, right? Which they don't have it. They calcify, right? So when I have my experience, right, that's why they keep blocking the sun. God uses the sun, not saying we worship the sun like Egyptians and nothing like that, but he uses the sun to resonate his spirit because it's light, because we come out of triple darkness because we're the children of light. Just like the movie Blade, when he said, you're the daywalker, we're the children of light, right? So that's how they mock us, just like this movie, The Matrix. Neo, this experience happened to me, and I'm going to tell you, brother, I looked into the sun, and my third eye opened up, and the Ruach spirit came to me, and I seen through his eyes in the spirit of what's going on. So just like The Matrix, right, with the birds flying around, because we had garrison on the whole planet, meaning we could control all these animals. The Israelites used to be able to do all that stuff, but I'm going to tell you what happened to me, bro. Spiritually, what happened to me is I never cried like that in my life. Oh, my God. Like, bro, the spirit came to me, and he was showing me things, the Ruach spirit, right? Because you heard about that in the Bible. They call it the Holy Spirit, but it's the Ruach, right, that comes to you, right? So I'm looking into the sun. I can see my chakras. I can see everything. And he's showing me in the spirit. Like, people don't understand that this earth right here, and you go into Sheol, see, these Jews, they lie to you about your spirit and what you are with God, right? So I'm going to just tell you the experience I had. So I spoke in Hebrew. I didn't know what at first. I spoke in Hebrew, like out of nowhere, you know? Moshe.
Deep.
Yeah, deep, right? So then after that, in the spirit, I'm going to tell you something deep. And I'm not talking about familiar spirits. I'm talking about the Ruach. That's the power melanated people have, and they know that. That's why Neo, when he was doing all that stuff, blocking bullets, we have that power. So when the spirit came to me, I'm going to tell you what it did. The warmth I felt, right, it felt like the spirit came to me, came into me, right? I felt it. The warmth went into my feet. I felt it attach itself to me, and I seen through its eyes. I'm going to give you an example, bro. Our consciousness with the heavens is so deep. I seen my spirit and the spirit looking back at me, blinking back at me. That's the power of black people, what we have. That's why they hate our flesh and they hate our skin, because it gets deeper than flesh. That's why when Moses put his hand in the bosom with leprosy and all of this stuff going on, you know? But, yeah, we can keep continuing, bro.
Bro.
I'm telling you, bro.
Let me. I feel you 100% because I had a similar experience, and this is how I. And let me tell you about an experience I had where I know where they got Santa Claus from, because what does Santa Claus have to do with Christmas and the birth of Christ? Who is Santa Claus?
Yeah, I know
Claus?
About that. Yeah, that. I'm gonna add on to that.
Who is the Santa Claus who knows when you're sleeping? He knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been good or bad. Only God knows that. Only God knows when you've been good or bad. Who is this Santa Claus? Because I come to realize that Santa Claus is the devil himself. All right, now let me get to that. Right. So one time I fasted for 7 days. Right. I didn't eat for 7 days. And
fasted the Sabbath.
7 days.
Actually, today's the Sabbath.
Today is the Sabbath, but I did a 7 day fast one time, right?
Right.
And on the seventh day, the day I was going to break the fast, I received the vision of God, unlike I have ever seen before, and I have never seen a vision like that since.
Right.
In the vision, right? This being, this happy being. That's how when they tried to create God out to be this mean guy, this guy who's always serious. So that's not God. God is a happy, joyful being. Because where did we get joy and happiness from? From God. God created those things that we have.
Yes,
so
he
God
did.
Is of joy. God is of happiness. So this happy, joyous being came and gave me a hug. And the being, the being, brother, thank you, brother. And when the being laughed, right? When he laughed, this is how he laughed. ho, 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 like Santa Claus, ho, ho, ho. So they took Santa Claus to mock God.
Correct. That's the truth.
Right.
And you know what's crazy?
Yeah, brother.
Listening. And what's crazy
yeah, brother,
is, right?
And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead.
Continue.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Okay.
I think there's a slight delay. But it's all good. It's all good. Go ahead. I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
Right. We building, right? So this gets deep,
yeah.
Right? Now, I'm going to tell you my experience is in correlation with your experience, right? You know, God is pointing his iniquity and calling us back home. Another experience that happened, it stayed with me 3 days, the Ruach spirit, right? I'm going to tell you something real deep, right? So I'm married, right? So I went to, Lowe's, right? And, you know, the Jews always did. You know, they come in a big group, get the coupons, you know what I'm saying. So I go in there,
mm-hmm.
and this guy got his Corona mask on. He's Jewish. And, like, he could see the light on me. See, these demons, people got to look past the flesh. They could see the light of God in you. You understand?
That's
like
right.
You have a certain halo, a hue. That's why they hate you so much. So when the demons that's in them, they could see it. So he started getting scared because he knew the Ruach spirit was in me. Like, he sensed it. Like, oh, man, like, wow, you know? And I'm going to tell you, bro, my senses got heightened. I even seen the stars move. Because remember, in the Bible, you see them chariots and stuff in the sky they keep lying about. Now they came out, oh, the disclosure, yo, the UFOs. They follow us, right? And I can prove it to you. I have pictures. I have evidence. I documented all this stuff, right? So when that night happened, right, God starts showing me different things, right, like in the sky. Like our ancestors are right there. I have pictures of the spirit. And this is a deep thing I want to tell you. I had a dream of the archangel, right? And I'm going to tell you how it went, right? And I have a picture, and I'm going to take your number, and I'm going to show it to you, right? God has a hierarchy, right? Meaning he has other beings. He's, you know, supreme, Elohim, but he has other beings under him. And the beings I seen were melanated in them ships, and I have proof of this, right? Now, I'm going to send it to you. But what's crazy about that is, right, me and my wife, one day, I always felt like I always had a spirituality, like as a kid, you know? Like I always felt that presence, like, oh, man. So when it came to me and my wife came back. I'm going to make this. So we came back from a date, and I seen the UFO up in the sky. Me and my wife seen it, and she snapped the picture. And this picture showed. Now, people say you can't see God's face. But I'm going to send it to you off air, you know? I'm going to take your number down. I'm going to send you all this stuff. Now, the Israelites, remember in the Bible, the UFOs was following the Israelites through their whole journey and stuff like that. So when the white Jew said he's going to nest himself amongst the stars, but I'm going to bring you down, it's going down right now. You understand? So now they're trying to use CERN, and they're trying to rip the veil off and all of that stuff. But look, God's getting us out of this calamity. That's why all these heathen nations are fighting each other, right, in the land of Jehoshaphat, right, and it's going to go down, and that's how we get our freedom through the fire. So, amen. Hallelujah. Yep. Real talk.
The land of
God
and Magog. The land of God Magog. And Magog. That's right over there where Ukraine is, that region over there by the Caspian Sea. Right over there.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
And it's crazy.
And it's going down.
Now, it's going down. And what's crazy is, like, even your journey, right, was spiritual. And what's crazy is Bible prophecy is happening. Now, a lot of people are falling back because, look, the devil gets bit back. You see what COVID-19? COVID-19 means Devok, right? It means a evil spirit, right? So we know this already.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I have a picture, right, near the sun,
mm-hmm.
because you know Satan is a being, right? He's real, like real.
That's right.
I have a picture of him, right? Now, the red dragon, which is the Jews, right, we know who they are. They're the snake people, right? So we know about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have a picture I'm going to send you of a spirit near the sun holding a mask under another spirit nose. All this stuff is coming out in the sky. Like, I'm going to send it to you, bro. All these pictures I took, I'm going to send it to you. Now, I'm going to tell you how deep this
okay.
is. When I had seen it through my eyes, through the spirit, every time I said hallelujah, he would show me more and stretch like the sky up higher. I'm going to just tell you my experience, right? So I could see other entities up there, you know, our ancestors with wings and all of that stuff. They're right there. Now, what people don't understand is they can't hide it anymore because they're getting judged.
No.
So remember, he started with the Israelites, right, which we're still getting judged because it was generational, right? Now it's the great falling away, right? So now
the great falling away.
Right. So now we're getting out of these heathenistic things. You know, I like me personally, I don't watch all the movies. I don't watch all of that stuff because I, I know what it is. You know what I'm saying? So now Israel, they're going to run. Why you think Russia don't want them to come back over there? Like, nah, you're not coming back over here. I know exactly who you are. You know what I'm saying? They're going to get bombed on.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So when you see Biden sending all that money to Ukraine and all of this stuff, you know, they're finished. They're done. We have nothing to worry about no more. So they're making a pestilence, the man of perdition, all of this stuff. Nothing's working. They can't stop us. Now they're talking about, oh, well, you know, we got to have more children. And, like, look, the Israelites will be like the stars, numerous as the stars.
Yeah.
So it gets deep, bro. It gets deep.
Yes,
but continue.
Babylon is sinking. Their ship is sinking. They know their time is up. They know it's the time of the black man again. But the black man who recognizes who he is and knows who he is. Not the ones over here on this party and bullshit theme that's wrecking our black generations over here in the West right now, because the same thing that's happening in the dance hall and the reggae is the same thing that's happening in the rap and the hip hop. Demonism.
Yep.
Right?
Yep, demonism.
Now,
are getting destroyed.
Absolutely. And a lot of blacks will go down. A lot of blacks will go down for those who have sold their soul for vanity and sold their soul to the devil for fame and money and to be big in
that's
the industry
correct.
And all these things. Right? Now these Europeans, because they know their time is up, they're trying to latch on to black blood like Prince Harry and latching on to Meghan, trying to get some of that black blood
they
into the royal family.
Yep, they're trying to grab in.
That's right. Every movie coming out of Hollywood right now is an interracial, some sort of interracial thing going on. Even in their commercials, is some interracial thing going on.
White father, black
you understand
mother.
Me? Yes, they're promoting it. They're promoting it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because they're trying to latch on knowing that it's the black man's time. And they can't stop it. It's written. It's inevitable. It's inevitable.
Yeah.
It's God. God is smiling down on us again right now, and it's time for the black man to rise, and we will. Africa shall be united. They can't stop it. All 53 nations of Africa is going to unite, and when that happens, Africa shall go being the poorest continent on earth to the richest continent on earth overnight. It's going to be like magic overnight. When we can consolidate, and bring together all of our diamonds, our gold, our bauxite, our copper, our aluminum, our uranium, our coltan, our cobalt, our oil, Africa shall go from being the poorest continent to the richest continent
overnight. And they
overnight.
Know it. And look, bro, you know what? God is good, right?
Yeah.
Elohim is good. You know why? Because they're going to go into captivity. And for what they did to us, all these nations were going to go into captivity. People can't fathom that. They're going into captivity. We're going to rule over them.
And
that's
going,
how it
they're
goes.
Going to serve they're going to serve the Israelites.
Yep, they're going to be our handmaids.
Matter
the same
fact,
way we had to serve them.
Fact, That's right. Matter of fact, the book of Isaiah declares, any nation that refuses to serve the Israelites shall perish from under the sun.
That's correct. And you know what? They're going to have to kiss the dust of the earth and
that's
bow
right.
down. And that's what's going down.
That's
I'm going to give
right.
you an example, right? One day I'm at work,
yeah.
right? This was like a couple of years ago. So I worked in FedEx, right, for years, right? You know,
yeah.
commercially, driver, and all that stuff. So I go to this particular spot, right, and this guy asks me, he says, yo, what's your name? So I said, Solomon. He never asks me. He says, well, you know you're an Israelite, right, the Jewish guy. Like, you know, now they're coming out because there is no excuse now. You understand? They have to do that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, all
yeah.
the riches, people don't understand what we went through. And we went through our transgressions, but it isn't supposed to be like that. They took advantage because I'm going to tell you exactly how it went down, right? When we got gathered, like we was talking about previously, when they knew exactly
yeah.
who we were. First of all, if you look on the internet, right, all our names had Yah in it and all that stuff, right, with the Jews. And,
yeah.
you know, like, let's get into Ezekiel Bozier and the Bozerias and Jesus Christ, right? Like, that's not his real name, right, because that's a
no,
Roman name,
not.
Right? Right, so
right.
like Ezekiel Bozier is actually the devil in the church.
Right,
all these churches
exactly.
that image. So they painted over our images, right? I forgot the technical word for it, cataclysm, or when they paint over all our things because
iconoclasm.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Thanks for that. Right.
Yeah.
So what's crazy about that, right? If you go to the catacombs of Rome and all that stuff,
yeah.
they have all our pictures there. Right? Like, you probably have seen them. And all these collegiate books are like $2,000, right? You can't even get these books
yeah.
no more, right? Like, on Amazon,
yeah.
it's kind of hard to find all these books because they're hiding it now, right? They're so scared,
yeah.
right, to the point of oblivion, right? So now, even they sense it now because I notice just walking regularly, they know who we are. So, I mean, look. The Romans and the Grecians. See, people get this misconstrued when they say, no Jew, no Roman and Grecian. Nah, that's a lie. First of all, when the Israelites went into captivity, they turned into Gentiles. And that's why our Messiah came to get us back. You understand? So, you
yep.
know what I'm saying? Because we were serving different gods and different things and all that, even though we was Israelites. Like, prime example. I'm going to give you an example. Like the movie Purge, right? Like, what was it?
Yeah.
The one they was in Staten Island. I don't know if you ever seen that one, right? So,
no,
you know how funny they
one.
Are? You
I
know, like, they
one,
went
yeah.
to the projects and stuff. Like, me and you could be talking, right? They're talking about,
yeah.
oh, remember we was in Rome and stuff like that. But see, it go over people's head in the movie because they put it in the script. Just like the movie
yeah.
Get Out, right? First of all,
yeah.
the movie Get Out was so deep, right? The beginning
yeah.
scene. The guy had the Knights of Templar mask on. So remember, they went into Solomon's temple and all of that stuff, right? So he got kidnapped. And then it even gets deeper because in Get Out, he had a teddy bear of a lion, right? So, like, why we have
yep.
a teddy bear of a lion? Because it's a lion of Judah. And he's laying with a heathen woman, a Gentile, right? So it gets
yeah.
deeper. So even the part when the deer gets killed, right? So remember, in the Bible, our enemies, the Gentiles and all that, the heathens, right, were the oppressors.
Yep.
So when he's driving in the car, the cop, they're showing you the Grecians, the same ones, the Italians, all of them are interconnected, or they're all the same people, right? Italy, all these places, right, that did us dirty, right? So she's in the car, and they show your oppressor over you, how it says right there in the Bible. And then when he looks at the deer, he's walking in slow motion, right? So why is he walking in slow
yep.
motion? Because they were showing you back in the days when we used to slaughter and offer a sacrifice to Elohim, right, in Africa and stuff like that. They showed you his shoelaces, right? And his shoelaces were blue, and they looked like fringes. So
mm-hmm.
what they do in Hollywood, right, it's like a storyboard, right? They'll put him in that movie, and then they'll put him in, Black Panther, right? So, and, like,
mm-hmm.
another movie you may have seen, the movie Bright with Will Smith, right? And, like, Suicide Squad, when they said you're the – they gave him the unleavened bread with worms in it, right? They always put us in these Messiah characters getting pierced. You understand? Because they're mocking you in these movies. It's deep,
That's
bro.
Right.
It's deep.
That's right.
They're crafty devils.
Right.
They're real crafty. Yeah.
You know, it definitely Hollywood is their biggest tool for mocking us right in our face. But they mock us in our face even with everyday things that's in our face now and everyday things that we use. Like even the days of the week, like, and the months of the year, like all the days of the week is named after the European gods.
Yep.
Wednesday is Merc for Mercury, who is called Macready, who became Wednesday.
Yep.
Thursday is for Thor, which it was originally Thor's day. Saturday is for Saturn, who was originally Satan's day, and Sunday is for the god Apollo, who is really Sun's day. Who was the god of sun, so it was the Sun's day. Yeah, and you know, even the months of the year, the same thing. You know, they mock us every day with, okay, look at the Statue of Liberty in New York. The Statue of Liberty is really the Roman goddess Libertas, who, Columbia pictures, Columbia clothes, Hermes. They call it Hermes, but the real name is
Hermes.
Hermes, the one. So you know what Hermes is? A big demon. Nike is a big demon who is a counterpart of Zeus.
Oh, yeah, I know about that with the check mark. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Nike with the wings.
It is a demon.
She was Zeus's right hand nymph. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they mock us
then,
every day with products we use
in our face. Esoteric.
Man, it's crazy.
Yeah, what's crazy about Easter, right, about fertility, people don't understand.
Yeah.
White people, they used to drink blood. That's how it gets into Vlad the Impaler and all that stuff. That's where Dracula came from, right? So I know you probably heard about Vlad the Impaler, but see, it gets deep because it gets genetic, meaning they had an affinity with the fertility and with the rabbits, like drinking their blood, where they got a rabbit gene. You can look this up. Like, you understand, we don't have Neanderthal enough. You know what I mean? So it's kind of funny that they'll say certain things about us, but we are the true human being. We're the real ones.
Bro,
so it's just kind of crazy. Esau. I know about Esau.
Yeah.
Esau, the Edomite. Idumea.
Who became these blasphemous Jews?
Yep,
remember,
exactly.
Esau came back for his birthright from Jacob, because Esau felt like Jacob cheated him out of the birthright, so Esau came back for the birthright.
Correct. And what's crazy, like, a lot of people don't understand, right? God made laws. We're not talking about religion. So all the listeners, don't get it misconstrued. God made laws that we're supposed to abide by. We're not talking about religion construct, the laws of the Israelites, right? And everybody's supposed to follow, because people be like, Christianity, oh, this, that, and the third. So we're not getting, nobody's getting misconstrued with this. We're not talking about religion. That's why God said you're going to worship wood and stone. So when you worship the cobblestone and you're going around in the circle, that's Saturn. You know, they even made a movie about it. It's called Hellraiser, right? So Hellraiser, the movie with Pinhead, right? So he has the cube, right? Because that's the dragons of Arabia, right? So when we went into our transgressions and we went into captivity, we went through all these different religions and gods. So all black people
that's
got caught
right,
up in all
brother.
These different religions. That's why Farrakhan had to be like, oh, well, y'all are the children of Israelites. There ain't no tribes in
that. That's right, brother. And the black man should not be following the gods of these Ishmaelites, because the gods of these Ishmaelites is not for us. They're not for
us. Exactly.
Those are for Arabs. Those are for Arabs,
yes.
man. And that's what even Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam,
yep.
they need to come
they
to that understanding.
They don't even respect them.
Of course they don't respect them because it's not for them.
Exactly. Because in Deuteronomy, it tells
you.
Yeah, facts. Because in Deuteronomy, it tells you these other nations, right, will go higher than you. You'll be the tail and they'll be the head. But now we're turning into the head
That's
and
they're right.
becoming the tail. So
That's
when you go
right.
into your corner store bodega and you call these people Aki, that's a Hebrew name, you're the ox. You understand? Like, I don't understand how people don't see this stuff. You understand? That's why all these other nations, I didn't mean to cut you off. That's why all these other nations are being nice. Now they got videos on YouTube, right? Like, oh, if you could get this arithmetic done, oh, we'll give you free stuff when they stole from you forever. Why do you think all these other people could get over you? You've been in your neighborhood, your community for years. Because that's all in the Bible. And that's all Deuteronomy, Apocrypha. That's all about us. So when they talk about anti-Semitism is getting shot down, hung, raped.
That's right.
Rip.
That's right.
Come on, man.
Getting locked up.
They need to knock it off.
Getting locked up on the false charges. Getting locked up on the false charges, giving black men 30 years. Black men coming out of prison now, proving their innocence, but they were set up by white people. Come on, man. That's anti-Semitism.
Yeah.
That's the real anti-Semitism.
Right.
Against
exactly.
us. The true Israelites.
Yep.
Right?
Yep,
and
exactly.
They talked about Hitler was
like the Bible said.
My mm-hmm. brother, they talk about Hitler. They talk about Hitler was a Nazi who went after the
mm-hmm.
fake Jews. But listen.
Right.
But listen, the word is Ashkenazi.
He called
Nazi,
them the bastards.
Right?
Yeah, he called them
listen,
the bastards.
That's right. But the word, right? The word is
mm-hmm.
Ashkenazi.
Yes, sir. Say it again. it's so deep. Bro, it's so deep. Like, what's crazy is, right, like, let's talk about Adolf Hitler, because this is deep, right? Now, they were into the dude society, black hole son. I know about even the symbol they used is not no neo-Nazi symbol. I know about all that stuff, right? So
that symbol is
he was a Jew himself.
On the churches. Go ahead,
exactly, right? So
yeah.
now... They
yeah.
use symbolism, right? So when they went into Africa and they stole our scrolls, the bones, everything, they don't want you to have, they like, prime example, the dollar bill that has the pyramid, the all-seeing eye on it, right? Why does
yep,
America
yep,
have
yep.
obscenity? Because in the Bible it said we'll go into the second captivity, which is coming to America, you know, being thrown to the four corners of the earth, right? Like Queen Elizabeth and
yep.
all of that stuff, right? So what makes it
yep.
deep about the dollar bill, it shows you their God is Lucifer, right?
That's
and
right.
we're in captivity. So that's why they have the
that's
pyramid
right.
on the dollar bill. So now they're showing you you're in bondage. You understand? So we were in a physical bondage and a spiritual bondage, but we're out of it. Like, we paid our dues. You know, our bonds have been broken.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
so
right.
It's very correct. It's very true. So everything is coming to, excuse me, a culmination, right? So now,
yes.
like it said in the Bible, in the last days, the land of Japheth, this is a spiritual war. People keep thinking it's money and monetary and all this stuff. No, that's the Roman laws that we're under. Like, you don't have to wake up and go to work under these heathens. Talking about, oh, it's going to be a famine, says who? God made the earth. So it's going to be war against war. Rumors of war. Nations against nations, and it's going down. And for all these people that think you don't supposed to pick up a weapon because the Israelites had weapons and all that stuff too back in the days. Like, you know how people are anti-weapon and all that stuff? We're warriors. So they try to effeminate us and do all this stuff. It get deep, bro. But, yeah, you can talk.
Bro, Christ told his disciples to sell your cloak and buy a sword. You remember?
Yes, sir. Yes, he did.
Sell your cloak and buy a sword.
And buy a sword. Yep. Take your plowshares and make them into swords.
That sword ain't supposed to use to peel potatoes, bro.
Yep. We know exactly what we're talking about. For the real ones that know, you know. We don't even have to say it. Now, my brother. What's crazy is, right? What's crazy, my brother, yeah. It's just like their infrastructure is falling apart. And it, like, they can't hide it. They're scared. And look,
no,
I don't feel no remorse for what they did to us, like, at all. They're getting judged. We got judged the worst. And we got whipped on for generations. So imagine what they're going to get. That's why the Terminator movie, when she got obliterated, remember the sun blew up the whole playground? Just boom. That's their judgment.
That,
and they know it. Why do you think Elon Musk is out here? Exactly.
That's
nuclear,
the nuclear
war.
War to come.
And that's in the Bible. Yep.
It's coming.
And what's crazy is,
with Noah, with Noah, it was water, but in the last days, it shall be by fire.
It's fire. Yep. That's why in the Denver airport, right? You seen the Denver airport murals? You know how they showing fire and all that stuff? They know exactly what's going on. The Georgia Guidestones and all this stuff. It's not working. They can't. It's not working for them. It's like, you know, every other day, yo, they want to inseminate you with some vaccination. What? Nah, we're not having that. Like, nah.
No.
You know what I mean?
It's not going down like that. Yo, my brother, I see that we could build for hours, bro. I'm telling you the truth. We're gonna have to have part two. We're gonna have to have part two.
Yeah,
bro.
We gotta have part two, my you. We have to have part two, my you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Part two.
But
yeah,
this, yo, this was a great interview, bro.
It was, bro. Mm-hmm. Thank you, bro. Thank you.
Anytime,
thank you,
bro. Anytime.
They say iron sharpen iron. You know what I mean? And that's what we just
did. Sir.
Building.
Yeah.
Building.
Rebuilding.
Yeah.
Now, before we get off the phone, right, I commend you for your work and awakening your people. And, man, I wish I'm trying to get over there to Africa. You know what I'm saying? The motherland. We're not no African Americans. Those are two white European names. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Come on now. You know what I mean? Afro Sapanis.
That's right.
Afro Superiors and America Vince Speech. Like, we need to get these connotations off of us, so all brothers and sisters, daughters of Zion and all that. You know what I mean? Look, we going back home, man. You know what I mean?
That's right.
So
that's right.
One more time, tell them about your book and tell them where they could get it. And let's go.
Okay. All right. The name of the book, again, is 12 Lessons I Learned from the Guardian Monk of the Ark of Covenant. And if you go to Amazon... If they go to Amazon and type in my name, Javon White, spelled JevonWhite, if they go there and type my name in, the book will come up right away. It'll be the first thing they see. All right? It's available on the Kindle version, and you can also buy the hard copy version, and Amazon get it right out to you. All right?
Nice.
And I guarantee you.
Now,
I guarantee you. Yeah. I guarantee this. I just want to say one thing. I guarantee the listening audience that out of these 12 lessons, there will be at least two that they could apply to their life, if not all of them. There will be at least two that they will consider life-changing, if not all of them. Because all of those lessons have been invaluable to me, and I'm sure they'll be the same to others.
Yeah, that's right. This was a great build here. Javon White, anytime you want to come on the show, you know, you're welcome. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And bless up,
brother,
man.
I want to give you my number so you can send me some of those pictures you were saying.
I got your number. What I'll do, I'm gonna write it down, and as soon as I get off, I'll send them to you.
All right, brother, and we'll keep the connection. All right.
Yeah, definitely, Mayu. We're gonna keep the connection.
Thank you, bro.
Going.
Thank you for having me, brother.
Right.
And I really appreciate the reasoning. All right.
All right, sir.
Big up. Big up yourself every time. All right.
Big up yourself. And everybody, go to Amazon and go get Javon White's book, 12 Lessons. And let's go, man. Shut Them Down Radio, where we keep it real over here, authentic, and we talk about our struggle and our triumph. We out, man. Salute.
All right.
Peace.
Bro, enough respect. Bless up. Bless up.
Later.
Bless up.
Bless up.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.